We're talking with Miriam Ellingberg, who's one of the coordinators, organizers of the New York Youth Climate Leaders. And they are holding a climate rally at the state capitol this Friday, August 6th at 1:30. Miriam, can you maybe just give us a little background? What is the New York Youth Climate Leaders and why did you decide to hold this rally?
Of course. So the New York Youth Climate Leaders is a statewide organization of youth leading, working on environmental and economic justice here in New York. Specifically, we are policy driven. So we work mostly on the legislative side of environmental activism here in New York. And we decided to do a rally in the Capitol on August 6th because of the lack of action that the legislature has taken in recent years on climate, and specifically to advocate for the divestment of the New York State Teachers Retirement System from investments in fossil fuels.
Now, I know that both New York City and New York State pension funds have moved towards divestment. I guess New York City's actually done part of it, as has the New York State. But why wasn't the Teachers Retirement Fund included as part of the decision by Tom DiNapoli, state controller, to divest? And how do your teachers react to this idea that their pensions are being invested in fossil fuels?
So the Teachers Retirement Fund was not included under Tom DiNapoli's agreement to divest because it is not one of the state-controlled funds. It is controlled by a board of trustees. Our teachers, all of the ones that I've spoken to at my school, have generally been shocked that their retirement fund is invested in fossil fuels, considering that they teach us about climate change and how to prepare for our future. And they also have understood that fossil fuels really aren't a great investment for any of them that have looked into the stock market.
So what has been the reaction of the Board of Trustees of the Teachers Retirement Fund when you come in and say, hey, the state, cities have done it. In fact, fossil fuels are both losing money now and going to be losing money in the future. Plus, you know, why are we investing in the destruction of the planet with climate change and fossil fuels? What is the pension fund's reaction to these type of concerns?
Pension fund has been very slow moving on the concerns that we've raised about their investments in fossil fuels. They frequently have been saying that they will divest from fossil fuels as the stock market shifts, but fail to realize that they have the power to shift the stock market. And their investments in fossil fuels are hurting their portfolio more than they're benefiting them. So it's a very flawed reasoning to say that they will wait for the market to shift, but they have been pushing off divestment.
Now, the issue of trying to get the teachers funded investment in fossil fuel is perhaps a central part of the rally, but you're also concerned about other issues that the state legislature, the state lawmakers, the governor has failed to take action on climate. What are some of the other issues that the New York Youth Climate Leaders are promoting?
Yeah, so throughout this past legislative session, we've worked on bills such as the Clean Futures Act, which would ban the building of new fossil fuel power plants, as well as the ending of fossil fuel subsidies in New York State budget. And also in the budget, we have advocated for taxing the rich in a more progressive structure to benefit New Yorkers and invest in necessary services, especially considering the budget deficit the pandemic has caused.
Yeah, I'll just mention for some of our listeners, there is a Clean Futures Act at the state level, which, you know, goes about trying to stop new power plants from using fossil fuels. Unfortunately, there's a similar name bill at the federal level that Congressman Paul Tonko has been doing, that people in the Capital District have been demonstrating against, because it supports a lot of coal climate solutions. But they're actually different bills. one at the state and one at the federal level. So what will happen at the rally on Friday, August 6th at the state capitol at 1:30?
We plan on gathering lots of youth and other activists from across the state here in Albany and West Capitol Park, and having various speakers from environmental and activism organizations speak on the necessity of climate action and the need for urgent action, as well as a little bit of an art exhibition about the need to divest and what that means to students and teachers.
So why should students join the New York Youth Climate Leaders, and what's been the reaction to your fellow students, you know, from the work that you all are doing?
My fellow New York students from across the state have been very supportive once they, when they hear about our organization, definitely interested in fighting against climate change, just because of how relevant it is to our lives as young people. And those with the ability to definitely help out in our organizing when they can.
And if people want more information about New York Youth Climate Leaders, I imagine you have various social media outlets that people can go visit.
Yeah, we are on Instagram at NY2CL. And I believe our Twitter is at NY Youth Leaders or NY Youth Climate Leaders. I believe we're on Facebook at NY Youth Climate Leaders. And I believe that is our social medias. Our website is at NY2CL.org.
Now, as you know, New York Youth Climate Leaders, you know, relatively young people, obviously, perhaps, you know, what has been your or the organization's perception as you have worked on climate change about, you know, how quickly us adults are moving on this issue and how quickly, you know, our elected officials are responding to this issue?
Yeah, there's definitely been a mix of responses from adults in the urgency that with which they view climate change. There have been plenty of other adult activists and even some members of the legislature who acknowledge that immediate action is necessary at the correct level. But there have also been many who, while they agree with the need for climate action, have put it more on a back burner, which is very distressing to watch as a young person.
So I do understand that you have buses coming from Western New York and New York City. If people in the Capital District want to get involved in helping out with Friday's event, how best can they do that?
Well, we will be gathering in West Capitol Park at 1:30. That's when things will kick off. So just gathering there, and it'll only be for about an hour and a half.
Okay. And in the last 45 seconds, are there other things after the rally that the group intends to follow up with?
Yeah, we intend to continue lobbying for passage of environmental bills, as well as educating youth from across the state about different ways to achieve economic and environmental justice here in New York.
Okay. So we've been talking with Miriam Ellerberg, who's with the New York Youth Climate Leaders, and they'll be having a rally about climate change and the teacher pension fund getting divested from fossil fuel this Friday, August 6th, West Capitol Park at 1:30. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.